Natural disasters take a tremendous toll in lives lost, in property and livelihoods destroyed. The United Nations says the world is facing disasters on a record scale. It says floods, drought, earthquakes, and other natural hazards kill 58,000 people on average each year and affect another 225 million. Of these, it says children under 18 are the most vulnerable, especially if they are attending school at the time of the catastrophe. The director of the UN International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, Salvano Briceño, says several hundred million children attend schools in buildings that are unable to withstand the forces of nature.
You know that there are some villages in Pakistan where all the children died. All. And you would see the parents walking around the streets, you know, wondering what's their future. There's no future for them. In some towns, all the children died because they were all at school at the moment of the earthquake.
Briceño says these children and thousands of others probably would be alive today had they been going to school in safe buildings. He says building schools that can withstand natural disasters adds only about 10% to the cost. So, he argues, it is not the money that is at issue. It is the political will and commitment of governments to build safer schools. The UN official says another objective of the global campaign is to make disaster risk education part of every school's curriculum.
Where are the flooding plains? If it is a drought-stricken area, where does drought strikes more strongly? Where are the hills where if there is a strong rain, a mudslide can happen? Because the mudslides and landslides depend not only on the rain, as you know, but on the soil and the geology of the terrain. So, knowing where to plant trees to avoid the risk of fires is essential. And it's very simple. It's just a matter of knowing where the winds flow. So these are basic things that children can and should learn from childhood.
The United Nations reports Asia and Africa bear a disproportionate burden of losses due to the impact of disasters. It says approximately 88% of all people reported killed and 96% of those affected by disasters occur in these two regions. The World Bank calculates last year losses from natural disasters amounted to $220 billion. It says losses in developing countries were 20 times higher than in developed countries. It says investing in disaster risk reduction not only saves lives, but yields huge economic and development benefits. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.